Petersburg officials are seeking answers about the future of Coast Guard ships in the community. Borough Mayor Mark Jensen sent a letter to Senator Mark Megich voicing concern that the cutter Anacapa could be replaced by larger vessels planned for other southeast ports. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports.
The letter makes the case that the 110-foot Anacapa should remain in service, or a replacement vessel should remain in Petersburg because of the community's centralized location, along with the high vessel traffic and fishing fleets that call here. Jensen raised that issue at an assembly meeting this month.
They're going to be retiring the 110-foot vessels and bringing larger vessels to southeast, and it's important to the community to try to keep the Coast Guard presence in Petersburg.
The Anacapa was built in 1990 in Lockport, Louisiana. The ship underwent a major overhaul in 2009. It performs search and rescue, homeland security, and law enforcement. The Coast Guard plans to purchase new 154-foot Sentinel-class fast response cutters, as they're called. They'll replace the older 110-foot Island-class cutters across the nation. Two Sentinel-class boats are planned for Ketchikan as early as 2015 and one in Juneau around 2020. The service plans to build a new pier in Ketchikan to accommodate the larger vessels there. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht alerted the Assembly to that issue earlier this summer, noting that the Petersburg's current Coast Guard dock would not be able to handle the larger boat.
You know, the Anacapa is not going anywhere right now, but at some point it will be retired. And if the trend continues, then you could see that they wouldn't be replacing, you know, they wouldn't be bringing the big cutters here.
Coast Guard officials contacted for this story could not say what the plan is for Petersburg in the long term. However, Chief Petty Officer Kip Wadlow, a spokesperson for the Coast Guard's District 17 in Alaska, says the Island-class cutters will need replacements.
What we're seeing is that while they are quite capable, the future missions of the Coast Guard, you know, need us to have a more capable platform.
That more capable platform means longer ships that can operate in heavier seas and travel faster with a larger crew and with newer technology.
The fast response cutters are going to be more efficient. They have updated technology and systems on board that will make them better assets for conducting the Coast Guard's current missions and the Coast Guard's missions going into the future.
The Island-class ships are manned by a crew of 16, while the fast response cutters will have a crew of 24. The Anacapa is one of seven Island-class 110-footers in Alaska. Two are stationed in Ketchikan, and others are homeported in Juneau, Valdez, Seward, and Homer. Senator Lisa Murkowski says the problem speaks to a bigger issue, a declining budget for a Coast Guard that's been asked to expand its role.
We have tasked our Coast Guard to do more and more and more, expand their missions up north, take on fisheries enforcements and enhanced roles in our northern waters, and yet we're not giving them any more assets, that we're not giving them any more staffing or manpower. We are stretching them to their limits.
Murkowski says the concerns in Petersburg are reflected elsewhere in the state. She says she'll be traveling with the Commandant of the Coast Guard when he visits Alaska later this month and would bring him the message of the importance of vessels stationed in coastal communities. With help from Robbie Feinberg in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.